CRI News, I'm Xiaoyi. Chinese Premier Wen Jiabao says an immediate task for East Asian nations in the face of the global financial crisis is to maintain continuous and rapid development of the region's economy. Addressing the 6th East Asia Summit in Bali, Indonesia, Wen said East Asian nations should provide momentum for the world's economy's robust, sustainable and balanced development. He said China is willing to work with all sides to make the summit more fruitful and benefit more countries and peoples. Echoing Wen's remarks, participants at the summit said under the current international political and economic situation, East Asian cooperation should continue to wield the influence of ASEAN domination and the existing mechanism to intensify mutual support and coordination. Premier Wen Jiabao has now begun a visit to Brunei after attending a series of East Asian summit meetings in Indonesia. He said in a speech delivered upon arrival that bilateral ties between China and Brunei have achieved profound development over the last 2 decades. He added that deepening this friendly relationship in a changing and new context is in line with the fundamental interests of the 2 countries and their peoples and conducive to the peace, stability and prosperity of the region. Libya's interim Prime Minister Abdel Rahim al-Kib has confirmed the capture of Saif al-Islam, the second son of late ousted Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi. He didn't give any details on the capture, but said Saif would be treated well in accordance with international law and that the Libyan judicial authorities would communicate with the International Criminal Court to determine where he must be tried. Earlier, a military officer of the ruling National Transitional Council announced Saif was seized in Sabah, a desert town in southern Libya. Saif al-Islam has been on the run since forces of the National Transitional Council took over Tripoli in late August. He is wanted by the International Criminal Court, which issued warrants on June 27th against him, as well as his father, and Abdullah al-Sisi, former intelligence chief in Gaddafi's regime, on charges of crimes against humanity in cracking down on anti-Gaddafi protests. One protester died and more than 600 others were injured in clashes with police in Tahrir Square in the Egyptian capital of Cairo on Saturday. The clash happened when security forces tried to disperse the crowds with tear gas. Protesters threw stones at police and set police vehicles ablaze. They've been demanding early transfer of power to civilian rule following the downfall of President Hosni Mubarak. Assistant Interior Minister Sami Sidum blamed the violence on some parties wishing to create chaos and instability in the country in order to delay the coming elections. China has put 2 satellites into orbit from the Jiuquan Satellite Launch Center in northwest China's Gansu province. The satellites, Chuanxin 103 and Shiyan Satellite 4, were launched on a Long March 2D carrier rocket at 8:15 a.m. Beijing time. The Chuanxin 103, developed by the Chinese Academy of Sciences, will be used to collect and relay water conservancy and meteorological data and data for water supply and disaster relief from monitoring stations. The Shiyan Satellite 4 will be used for experiments on space technologies and environment probe. Developed by the Chinese Research Institute of Space Technology, it is the country's 4th technology experiment satellite. China plans to translate and publish some 2,000 foreign classics in social sciences in the next 10 years. The plan is part of the country's largest programs of academic translation and publication. The current series, covering 500 famous foreign classics in philosophy, politics, law, economics, history, and linguistics, was first published in the 1980s. The number then grew to 300 in 1996 and 400 by 2003. Notable works include The Economics by Paul Samuelson and Social Contract of Jean-Jacques Rousseau. The government will offer financial support to the project. A total of 602 people were confirmed dead and 2 were missing during the more than 3-month-long flooding in Thailand, the worst case in over 50 years. Thailand's Disaster Prevention and Mitigation Department says flooding situation still prevails in 18 provinces, including capital Bangkok City, while dozens of other provinces are on the way of restoring. In Bangkok, 36 out of 50 districts have been affected by floods. Tens of thousands of manufacturers were swamped, putting over 1 million workers at the risk of losing their jobs. And that's the latest on CRI.